This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the USA. Good afternoon from London, Nick. I hope you're well.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
Now, of course, it's the first Friday of the month, and usually we'd be talking about the US jobs data, the non-farm payroll, but because of the government shutdown, that's not happening today. What are the implications of that, that we're not going to get the latest data, and also of the government shutdown generally to the US economy?
Yeah, Johnny. So usually, as you mentioned, we get the jobs report every first Friday of the month. This time, we have no data. We also missed, of course, the unemployment claims that were supposed to come out yesterday. They have been postponed due to the government shutdown. So while they are still figuring things out over on Capitol Hill, we are left in the blind. And specifically, what people are focused on is the fact that the Federal Reserve is flying in the blind, right? Because they're scheduled to make some rate cuts. They've been kind of coordinating or planning this easing in the monetary policy, and we're expected in the upcoming October meeting to cut interest rates. That is likely still going to be going forward. And I think that this is just my guess, is that if the Fed is going in blind to the next cut or the next meeting, I think the default would be to cut by another quarter point, just to sort of, if it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at the jobs data and say, okay, we've been trending lower. We did get ADP numbers earlier this week, which were a big mess, right? So we had ADP numbers this week that came in very, very soft. We discussed that a little bit. And so when we talk about what we have to go off of, this week's two main data points, we'll talk about services PMIs in a second, but the ADP number actually went negative for the month of September. So I think that if the Fed is going to see a suspended period of time where the government shutdown persists, they will likely cut interest rates again, just in line with their overall projections, which was kind of by popular demand what the Fed saw likely to be the scenario for the remainder of 2025, is to see a couple more interest rate cuts. Now, where we currently sit, we've missed some data. And where we end this government shutdown, we don't know. And so if this persists, then we have the, not next week, but the week after, we have CPI numbers, which CPI numbers are also very pivotal to what the Fed is trying to make a decision around, which is inflation and jobs data. So I think likely for now, the path of least resistance is it's not a big deal as long as things start to get resolved at some point here in the next week or two. But if this starts to draw out, you asked, what are the bigger implications for the Fed and for the economy? Well, if the government shutdown really persists for, you know, beyond a few weeks, what starts to happen is you do have historical, you know, research that I found on the internet. Again, I would encourage listeners to go search up on this on your own, has shown that suspended periods of government shutdown actually does start to cut into to jobs data and to GDP. If we think about it, right, if these people are not getting paid, if furloughs start to happening, that does impact the economy negatively, as the government is a huge employer of you know, payrolls across America. So it does have implications. I think for now, the market is sort of shrugging it off. We've seen the stock market actually continue to move higher. Stocks are actually slightly higher here today at the time of recording this. The VIX has not jumped in any meaningful way. Gold and silver prices continue to march higher. Perhaps that's a little bit of a uncertainty factor. But for the most part, the market seems to largely be ignoring the shutdowns. And history would suggest that that is the, you know, best thing to do, right? Historically, government shutdowns don't actually cause huge market swings. That being said, the reason I mentioned previously, if it suspends for a long enough time, I think it will actually start to get the attention of the market. If you start to see implications that it could hurt the economy, that it could cause the Fed to maybe make a misstep. This is a pivotal time for the Fed as they are trying to decide, you know, how many rate cuts to make. If we start missing data, does that impact the Fed's ability to make the decision around how many cuts, how much, you know, should we cut? What magnitude should we cut at? You know, what if during this flying blind period, we actually saw jobs data come in really poor and maybe it you know, suggests that maybe we should have cut rates by 50 basis points instead of 25. We don't know until we get that data. And so that data relies on the government shutdown stuff resolving. So there are some things that could start to flare up and be a problem. But for now, the market seems to just be shrugging it off.
So no jobs data today, but we have had some other news, haven't we, regarding services?
Yes, that's correct. We had services PMIs this morning, which came in lower than forecast. Forecast was 51.8. We got 50.0, so on the dot, which was a little bit of softness in the forward-looking indicator that is ISM services PMIs. For listeners who are not familiar with this statistic, it's essentially an index that asks a bunch of hiring managers and key players within the economy, purchasing managers, index is what the name of it is, right? So it's all these people who have decision-making capabilities and asking them what they see coming down the pipeline within their area of the economy, which this focuses specifically on services, which is a huge component to the U.S. economy. And so overall, we have 50 on the dot, which shows not too much forward-looking expansion or contraction in the U.S. economy as of this number. So a little bit of a mixed report, but specifically in relation to forecasts and to previous, this number is lower. So in terms of a short-term reaction from the dollar, not a huge one. We did see initially on the release of this data point, the US dollar dropped briefly, but has largely become unmoved from the prior to releasing price levels.
Okay, so what about the next week or so? What are the highlights for you?
Yeah, good question, Johnny, because I think it's a little different than usual. Next week is meant to be a pretty light economic data report. I'm looking at next week, we have Governor Bailey speaking on Monday. If we take a look at Tuesday, we have we hear from the RBNZ about their interest rate policies. And then we have next week, we have a FOMC meeting minutes on Wednesday that is still tentatively or scheduled to occur at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern time. Thursday, we have the unemployment claims on the docket, but it says tentative here for a reason, right? Same as this week. We don't know if we're going to get those numbers. And interestingly, we will also, we have next Friday, says Friday, October 10th here, at least on the site that I'm looking at, that we may get the non-farm payroll that day. So again, depends what happens between now and then. So I think the biggest thing in terms of what could be on everyone's radar is what happens next with these shutdowns. If the shutdown discontinues, if we come to a resolution, then next week's data might be on. But if it doesn't, we may be again flying in the blind.
And bearing in mind the Fed will want to make some decisions about interest rates soon, this is a bit of a headache for them, isn't it?
Certainly is. And again, I think that's possibly, in my opinion, the biggest risk to all of this is that if the Fed is left blind for too long and doesn't have data to make decisions on, could a policy misstep essentially happen because of this? Again, I think if you draw this out long enough, if we were talking about 30 plus days, which would be very unlikely, but if it were to happen, then that's where I'm thinking the market would potentially freak out. And because they don't know what the data is and the Fed doesn't know what the data is, the default in that case, in my opinion, might be to start taking risk off the table simply because we don't know if the Fed should be cutting quicker or not at all. And that uncertainty, again, is the key word, that uncertainty around what the Fed should be doing from not having data, I think would really only start to materially become apparent if you missed a CPI report and the NFP report, and we just don't have the data in front of us. You know, a logical, in my opinion, conclusion might be to say, well, let's just back off a little bit from taking too much risk because we don't know what those data points are.
Okay, Nick, thank you very much for joining us today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.